Live 89.5. Drive.
This is Drive here on Live 89.5, and there is some crazy stuff going on in the world, but there's also some beautiful things happening right here on Phuket. And one of those things is taking care of one of the most well-loved animals in the sea and also on land sometimes, and that is turtles. And there's a fantastic foundation up in Maikau, the Maikau Marine Turtle Foundation. And I'm joined in the studio now with three young ladies who are doing some fantastic things because they're getting excited about this weekend. And this is Tan and Daria and C. And C, you're going to start us off and tell us what's going on this Saturday.
Yes, so hello, we are a representative of QSI International School of Phuket. Here you have C, Daria and Tan. On the 10th of March, we are having a great coming event, which includes a lot of students participating in the turtle release event. The event will be happening in Nanyang Beach due to how it's the only beach where the turtle can lay their eggs in Phuket. It's also part of National Park, protected by marines and coastal areas. Sadly, although sea turtles have lived on this planet for 130 million years, the seven global species of marine turtles are all in serious decline throughout most of their range. Habitat degradations, pollutions, egg poachings, and overfishing threaten to make them extinct. An international campaign was launched on the 1st March 2006 under the banner of the Years of the Turtle 2006, uniting people from Australia to Thailand and Iran to South Africa. The organizers were hoped to spotlight the threats and encourage even greater public support for these extraordinary marine creatures. Quite frankly, they need all the help they can get. Historically, five of these species have been found in Thailand waters. Although there have been no records of the loggerhead turtles in the last 15 years, the four species of marine turtles that can still be found in Thailand water are as follows. The great turtle, the green turtle, is found around the Andaman Seas and South China Sea coast, which they have nest in both areas. They are listed as globally threatened by the World Conservation Unit and are protected by Thai and international law.
Yes, see, I know this kind of turtles, and they're actually my favorite. They're about 40 to 70 kilograms weight and with only 30 to 35 inches long. Their colored and patterned shells are so fascinating, you won't miss them. Don't you think it's amazing?
Yes, it is, Daria. The hawksbill turtle is usually found in Andaman Seas area and northern Gulf of Thailand. They are listed as critically endangered in IUCN's red list and are protected by Thai law. Which, Daria, we are going to see them this weekend.
These are also very beautiful, but did you know that they weigh approximately 450 kilograms? That's insane. Unfortunately, leatherback population is in critical status. This is because their shells are not completely protected. See, is there any other kind of turtles you can tell me about?
Yes, there actually are three more, olive ridley turtles. The numbers of the nests have been declined since 1985 and 2002. They are protected by CITES, stand for Conventions and International Trade in Endangered Species, which we have certificate gifted by that last year, and Thai law. The leatherback turtles, it is known for nesting in Andaman Coast. The leatherback were also being listed as globally endangered and are protected by Thai law. Also, we have one more. The leatherhead turtles would prefer coastal habitat, but often would travel miles away out to the sea. This is why we barely see them. So please, if anyone's are interested, to come and join us on Saturday, the 10th of March, from 12 p.m. to 6:30. Do feel free to come. We would have a booth there selling our students' art project.
Wow, wowzers. Girls, I've got to say, you are really switched on and ready. Before you said, well, we have a plan, because we said, should we do questions and answers? And you said, we kind of know what we want to say, so we want to go for it. And you really have. Well done, C and Daria as well. Just to say as well, I don't know if I mentioned it before, you girls are from the Quality Schools International, QSI. So big shout, big respect to you guys for coming in and to your school and all your friends who aren't here today. And thank you, of course, to Charles and Warren, who have come in with you as well. To bring you here. Now that's fantastic. I've got the leaflet here that's being given out to a lot of people about the event on Saturday. This is on the 10th of March, as C just said, Nanyang Beach, release the turtles. Everyone who's listening is welcome to go along and just enjoy the whole day. There is details as well on the website, which is mycowmarineturtlefoundation.org. And also I'd like to say a massive respect, even though Sean has moved on now, Sean Patton, who was one of the originals who came up with the foundation, big respect to him, and it's great that you girls are carrying on and helping out. So well done to you girls for that. Okay, Daria, now you've got some things to say as well, so take it away.
Yes, I wanted to say that our school have a busy schedule for the next upcoming months. Let's say on Wednesday, March the 7th, our school is going to be competing live with all the students all over the world. Next, just 2 days after, on the 9th, at Lion Beach, QSI International School of Phuket will have beach cleanup to help keep our environment clean. Our annual camping trip is upcoming next week and is going to be at Rayai Island. Right after that, on the April the 6th, is going to be a cooking competition where teams consisted of four people from various schools of Phuket would gather to compete for best cooked dish among students. For Songkran Festival, which will happen on the 12th of April, this celebrates Thai New Year. QSI is open to the community to come and join us for various performances and photo fights. Being strong supporters of the environment and protectors of it, our school runs trash fashion show every year. Here, we use our recycling paper, cardboard boxes, and plastic material to recreate new dresses and costumes. Unique styles will amaze you. Just come visit us at QSI.
Wow, fashion, food, camping, it's all going on with you guys. That's fantastic. We have actually got some of these events on our events page as well, if anyone's listening wants to find out, especially about the International Student Cooking Competition, because that's a pretty big deal now. There's people coming from everywhere for this, happening on April the 6th, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. There is details at thephuketnews.com. You can find that, also other events, and at the QSI website, which we will find out and we'll give you in a little while as well. Now to Kun Than, because we are obviously here, we love Thailand, Rak Thailand, Jing Jing, Kapi Nong Kap. So you are Kun Thai, so you want to give a bit of a shout out to the Thai community, make sure that everyone knows in Thai language as well. Thank you, Than.
ค่ะก็พวกเรานะคะในฐานะตัวแทนนักเรียนจากโรงเรียนนานาชาติ QSI ภูเก็ตนะคะก็ขอเชิญทุกๆคนค่ะมาเที่ยวกันในงานปล่อยเต่าประจำปี2561นะคะหรือ Keep Calm and Love Turtle ครั้งที่6ค่ะซึ่งงานนี้จะจัดขึ้นในวันที่10มีนาคมนะคะที่บริเวณชายหาดนายางเวลาเริ่มต้นตั้งแต่เที่ยงตรงเป็นต้นไปค่ะมีการจัดกิจกรรมรณรงค์และให้ความรู้เกี่ยวกับการอนุรักษ์เต่าทะเลและกิจกรรมอื่นๆอีกมากมายให้ร่วมสนุกกันนะคะทั้งนี้รายได้จากการประมูลเต่าจะเอาไปเป็นทุนให้กับมูลนิธิเพื่อการอนุรักษ์เต่าทะเลหาดไม้ขาวค่ะเพื่ออนุรักษ์สัตว์ทะเลต่อๆไปมาช่วยกันรักษาชีวิตเต่าทะเลที่ใกล้จะสูญพันธุ์กันเยอะๆนะคะแล้วเจอกันค่ะ
รักเท่าไหมครับ
รักค่ะ
น่ารักใช่ไหม
Suggest. So
I love turtles, and this is the thing. This is what it's all about. Because, like you were saying earlier, see, for people who don't know, like you know, they are kind of getting towards endangered. They have been sort of for many years because the natural environment's changed. Like you were saying before, egg poachers yes. as well. People who still go like, oh well, we love their eggs. It's like let them grow to exactly. being big and having amazing times. And also for people who come here to visit and go diving and love snorkeling diving, to see turtles just swimming around. Freely, this is just amazing. So well done. I'm massively admiring you guys for getting involved. It's going to be a great event. I'm sure everyone's going to love it. As the girls just said then, come along. You're welcome to. They've got the leaflets where they've been hanging out. Have they been handing these out? Is there anywhere that people can get these from, girls?
Not yet, but we will be handing them out on Saturday, and we'll be explaining the turtles of each species, and people would have the knowledge about them by in the evenings.
Yeah, for sure. It's a nicely produced sort of information pamphlet, which gives you all the agenda, what's going on. Also, there's going to be the beach cleanup happening as well, which is also nice, protecting and making everywhere look lovely. But you have also the information on the certain turtles of Thailand, which I think is very nice. Nice. Well, have a fantastic time. Massive respect. Have a great time. Keep on keeping on, eco style, and let's bring these beautiful creatures back and make sure that they're safe. Guys, anything else to say to QSI?
We love QSI.
Yeah. Come join us.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, thanks, girls. You've done a brilliant job. Thank you again to Charles and Warren. Hold on, we just get a knock on there.
And
what's
also,
going on?
We have a present for you.
Oh wow! Thank you. What's going on here? Let's have a look at this.
This is a T-shirt and that
all
we made.
Right, look at that! Has it got turtles on the back? Look, Charles
yeah,
is actually
species.
Wow! It's got all the species. That's amazing. That's fantastic.
Yes.
And you made this at the school?
Yes.
It's
wow. QSI.
This is really QSI. That's how we roll, yeah? And for anyone out there, thank you very much. Kap Kon Mak Kap. That's really very nice. And also for anyone who doesn't know how to get in touch with QSI International School of Phuket, just go www.qsi.org. Fantastic. Girls, have a great day. Have a great time on Saturday. Well done to you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chocina Cubs. What do you got, Pino Cubs?
Drive on live.